Welcome to the Owens Dynasty podcast. This is Snap Reactions, quarterback position, coming out of week five. And I wanted to take a specific look here at some of the rookies. So interesting would be some of the takeaways from it. So let's start with Trey Lance. So again, four games he's played, started one. In terms of points, I'm just using the safe league scoring, so that incorporates rushing, 6-point passing touchdowns, 4-point interceptions, 47.5 points. That is 30th. He is a negative 10.7 in completion percentage over expectation. That is worst in the league amongst the 35 qualifiers. His yards per attempt, 7.38. That's 22nd in the league. Time to throw, 34th at 3.12 seconds. So taking quite a bit to throw there. Again, not taking a ton of the efficiency. So again, it's one start. We'll see. He has played a little bit more than just that game, but we'll see here looking forward. But it's worth noting is outscoring he's basically in the middle of the scoring between Fields, Wilson, Lawrence, and Jones, despite only starting one game. Justin Fields next up. He is 34th in scoring. Two starts, 28.2 points, negative 7.8 in CPOE. He is second to worst in terms of CPOE. Yards per attempt, 6.36. That is 33rd out of 35 qualifiers. And notably, in terms of time to throw, 2.74 seconds. So that's actually 16th in the league. So one of the things coming in was, hey, can he process fast? Like, can he do these things? Can he get rid of the ball? He's actually done that better. So he is trending in a more positive direction in terms of that than he was early on in the season. Zach Wilson is 33rd in scoring, 34.9 points, negative 7.3 CPOE, 33rd in CPOE. That is out of 35 qualifiers. So again, if you took the bottom three guys in terms of, if you just did the bottom four out of the bottom five and the bottom three are rookies, 6.53 yards per attempt, 31st out of 35 qualifiers, just short of 3.1 seconds to throw, 33rd out of 35 qualifiers in terms of taking time to throw there for Zach Wilson. So need some growth across the board, and you know, we'll see if we can get some of that going forward with him. He's an interesting case for me because I think he's going to end up being a little bit more pass centric and sort of need to take some growth where you can sort of masquerade with Fields and Lance a little bit more through the running stuff. I think Wilson's going to need to progress quicker in the passing game. We need to take a step forward doing that. Lawrence, 24th in terms of scoring, 68.8 points. He is negative 3.4 in CPOE. That is 31st out of 35 qualifiers. 6.55 yards per attempt, 29th out of 35 qualifiers. And time to throw, 2.9 seconds. That's 29th in terms of qualifiers. Mac Jones is 28th in terms of scoring, so he's lower on the scoring chart compared to Lawrence, but I think further ahead in some of the passing stuff. So positive 4% over expectation. That's fourth in the league. Again, the yards per attempt, 6.5. There's just not a lot coming from the passing game, even though he's doing it sort of at expectation. It's above expectation. It's just a low expectation passing game ultimately. 2.67 seconds to throw. That's 10th lowest in the league. So again, he is processing, getting stuff out, just not a ton of volume. When you look at some of the pressure stuff and some of the deeper, in terms of some of the longer responsibilities for pressure, I guess is the easiest way to say this, right? Who's responsible for pressure? In terms of Mac Jones, of his pressures, he's only responsible for 7% of them. That is the lowest amongst the rookies. Trey Lance, 11.8%, second lowest. Trevor Lawrence, right in the middle, 15.8%. 15.9% for Zach Wilson, and Justin Fields, 16.7% of the pressures he is responsible for, which there's nothing horrible and those numbers. So nothing super much stands out there. When you look at some of the I like to look at a couple of other things in terms of quick throws and then clean pocket stuff. So we'll just do a check in there. Mac Jones, 40, just short of 50%, 49.5% of his throws have been released in under 2.5 seconds. He has a 7.3 yards per attempt, the best of the class in those particular throws. Trey Lance, 36.7%. He is the second lowest in terms of the throws getting out of his hand, 6.1 yards per attempt. Is actually the second best, but a significant downtick from Mac Jones. Trevor Lawrence, 42% of his throws are coming out in less than 2.5 seconds, 6 yards per attempt. He's actually the median in both yards per attempt and percentage of throws coming out. Remember when he came out, a ton of his throws were quick game stuff. I'd just be a little cautious on I've always been a little cautious on that just because it's so much schemed up RPO action. So it's interesting to see that he's sort of in the median of that, and that's not a place that he's done particularly well here coming out so far. Trey Lance is, Zach Wilson next up. 32% of his throws have been under 2.5 seconds. That's the lowest in the league, 5.6 yards per attempt. So he's not getting much out of the quick passing game and not going to it very often. And then Justin Fields, 45.7% of his throws have been under 2.5 seconds, second highest in the rookie position here, which is, I think, surprising and notable. And he is at 5.4 yards per attempt, the lowest at the position amongst the rookies on throws 2.5 seconds or less, what I call quick throws. From a clean pocket, so this is your stuff that this is your basically as good as it's going to get type of throws. And I think it's interesting that you look at the person with the lowest percentage of his throws coming from a clean pocket is actually Zach Wilson at 58.8%. So even when you say, hey, you know, they got to avoid pressure and stuff like that, yes, they do. But it's not as big of a threat as I think people think. You know, I think a lot of people have this impression that every throw you're under pressure, even the lowest, is thrown from a clean pocket more almost 60% of the time. So we'll start there with Zach Wilson, the lowest in terms of clean percentage and the lowest in terms of yards per attempt. So he's not throwing well from a clean pocket, and he's not throwing well from a clean pocket that he's not throwing from a clean pocket that often. So problematic there for him. Justin Fields, clean pocket 60.2% of the time, 8.1 yards per attempt. That's the second best yardage performance there. The next most common in terms of throwing from a clean pocket, Trey Lance. Again, this is early still, but 65% of his throws from a clean pocket, 8.5 yards per attempt. That's the best performance of the rookies to date. And by rookies, I mean first-round rookies. I'm not including Davis Mills in this. Next up in terms of frequency, Trevor Lawrence, 67% of his throws from a clean pocket. So 2/3, 7.2 yards per attempt there for him. And the leader, Mac Jones, 7.5 yards per attempt on just north of 70% of his throws. When you look at, guys that have, you know, up at the top of the position in terms of their rank of passing points. So this is all guys here in terms of all of their scoring. Your total number of passing points. That is Brady at 1. He is first in terms of overall scoring at the position. 94% of his points have come through the air. Mahomes is at 150.9 in terms of his points, so 30 points per game. So far, 85.9% of his points have come through the air. He's second most in terms of total air points, total throwing points, and second at the position in terms of scoring. Justin Herbert's fourth in terms of overall points. He is third in terms of passing points, and he has 1% of his production has been through the air. Stafford, 99% of his production has been through the air, with a whopping 1.4 yards, points on the ground so far. He is seventh in terms of his overall score. Josh Allen, third in terms of his overall score. Again, it's just north of 29 points per game, and I'm using the Safe League scoring. 79% of his points have come on the through the air. He has the fifth most points in terms of throwing points. He also has the fifth most rushing points, too. So with 30.8 rushing points. Dak Prescott, eighth overall in terms of points. 95% of his points have come through the air. So, again, that is, I think, interesting and notable considering the fact that he came in as much more of a thought to be a threat as a runner coming into his career. That really has not been the case so far this year. And again, you wonder if some of that is injury related, him recovering from his leg injury last year. Some other notable features here in terms of who has the most points. Kyler Murray is at is the eighth most passing points. He is fifth overall in terms of total points. 78.3% of his points have been passing points, sixth in terms of rushing points at 29 points on the ground. Your leaders in terms of rushing scoring here. So again, Allen's fifth and Murray is sixth. They're top four above them. Daniel Jones is fourth at 31.7 rushing points. Darnold is actually third at 36.2 rushing points. Lamar Jackson second at 39.9 rushing points, and notably, he is 27th in terms of passing points. So I think that's a big dichotomy there. Again, that was not always who he was. Right? It wasn't the split. So from a touchdown rate perspective, I think things are probably breaking away from him this year. Notably, as well, Darnold ranking 23rd in terms of passing points right now. That's more who he is than anything. Daniel Jones at 19th, again, with the low touchdown rates that he's got. We'll see if he's back via his injury recovery this week. Jalen Hurts, number one in terms of points on the ground, 43.6 points were on the ground. That is 34%. So he's got about two-thirds or so of his points have been through the air. That is pretty lopsided and rushing-centric split in terms of yards. I just want to look at some of the stuff too for play action percentage. So just get an idea of who's using some of the more efficient stuff in terms of play action. 48.4% of the throws for Washington have been on play action. That's the first in the league. A pretty healthy split too. Their fifth highest uptick in terms of yards per attempt at 60%. Increase from non-play action to play action efficiency and yards per attempt. That's a pretty good chunk there. Baltimore at number two, 41.13% of their throws have been on play action at 10.4 yards per attempt. So a healthy clip there. Arizona third at 34.6%. About even in terms of splits, non-play action to play action. So that's notable there. New Orleans, 34.4. They are the fourth best in terms of percentage and the fourth best in terms of increase from non-play action to play action. So they run it a lot, and they're very good at doing it relative to the rest of their passing attack. San Francisco, fifth in terms of play action, and they have a 32.4% uptick in their passing performance on play action versus non-play action. That's 12th. So good, healthy number there, 9.2 yards per attempt on play action, a good number. Also looking here, like Buffalo, they just ran a ton of it the other night, 30.4%, ninth in the league, a 34% increase over their non-play action attempts. When you look at teams that are actually worse in terms of play action, the Jets amazingly again. Arizona is basically even. Denver is a negative split on play action. Cincinnati, a negative split on play action. Minnesota, curiously, a negative split on play action. Miami, a negative split on play action. And they don't run it that frequently either. The lowest in terms of play action rates, 10.7% for Vegas. Actually, curious, they actually outperform non-play action passing, which is very rare for them. Pittsburgh, essentially dead even in terms of their play action passing, 31st in the league in doing it and aren't meaningfully different. It's a 1% uptake over their non-play action throws, so really close there in terms of their performance, which is always curious. Those two quarterbacks, and then it's a huge disparity. Basically, you go from 32nd in terms of play action rate, that's Vegas, up to 30th, and you're basically doubling your play action rate. So you don't, again, double that until you're up into the top 10 or so of the teams. You don't go up another 10% until you get up until, like, team 10, basically. So you go from the difference between team 30 and team 10 is the same as basically team 32 and team 10. So a big difference there in terms of that. Ultimately. And then we'll look, one last thing we'll look at here is in terms of design pass rate. I got some additional stuff I want to look at for future episodes, but design pass rate, you get Miami is at the top, Philly second, Tampa third, Kansas City fourth, the Giants fifth. Those are all teams above 70%. Pittsburgh at 68%, Detroit 68%, Vegas 67.7%. The Jets 67.1%, and you've got the Chargers up at basically 67% even there. So, and one notable one is New England at 66.8%. So they are 11th in the league with a rookie quarterback. That's notable. Some of the lower teams, the Saints, the lowest by far. Cleveland, the next lowest. It's a substantial difference. So New Orleans only throws the ball 44.3% of the time. They only do design dropbacks. That's just a really low number. You wonder if some of the Taysom Hill stuff might factor into that in terms of why they throw it so infrequently. They just have this entirely other element that isn't necessarily pure running game, which would be a theory why. The other theory is that they're trying to hide Jameis, which is equally reasonable. Cleveland, next lowest in terms of 53.6%, 53.9% for Chicago, 55.7% for Dallas, Cincinnati, Tennessee, Houston, Arizona, LA, and that is the Rams and Carolina round out the bottom 10 in terms of pass rate. But again, when you look at like the difference between Carolina and the Chargers, which is the difference basically between bottom 10 and top 10, it's only about 7%. So not a huge deal there in terms of how far apart they are. Just one other note. I do want to, there was some discussion about Geno Smith and Mike Glennon. So I went back to look at the 2013 stats. And the 2014 stats, which is basically the last time that they really started. So Geno Smith in 2013, that was his rookie year, 60.6 PFF grade. That was 35th at the position amongst qualifiers, 6.9 yards per attempt in 2013 and 2014, which were his two starter years. So basically stayed the same there. Massively cut down on his turnover-worthy plays. He was worst in 2013, and then he came basically to be almost middle of the pack, 26th out of 42. So he was still a little bit leaning heavy in terms of turnover-worthiness, but that came down pretty markedly. When you look at big-time throws, he was at 5% his rookie season. He dropped to 3.6% his second year. So again, it's much more proportionate, though, a little bit more proportionate, I guess, from 2013 to 2014 and relative to turnover-worthy plays. 13 touchdowns, 13 interceptions in 2014, against 6.9 yards per attempt. And then basically he ceded the job because of, I think it was a broken jaw or broken something thereafter happened. I think it was 2015 where one of his teammates broke his jaw, something like that, and then they cut him. And then, of course, he ended up on the Bills, and he was the team captain there for the game with the Bills. So that happened. You had to have been there. So in those two stints there with the Jets, he was at 22.4% play action and then 23.5% play action. In 2014, he outperformed his 2013 performance by a yard and a half in terms of on play action throws. So there's some better performance there with the play action stuff in 2014. Then you come back and look, Wilson throws about 30% of his throws on play action, just short of that. There was a deeper aspect to Wilson's throws as well compared to Geno Smith's. He threw it basically a yard on average, 2 yards on average further down the field for Geno Smith over his 2014 performance here. So we'll be interested to see exactly how this offense looks ultimately. Glennon was actually better. So Glennon, in terms of 2014, he had a better yards per attempt at 7 compared to 6.9 for Geno. Again, not a big difference there. But when you look at his big-time throws, in 2014, he was in the top 10 at the position, and he was 15th in terms of turnover-worthy plays. So, again, above sort of baseline there all the way across. It was only 10 touchdowns to 6 interceptions. He ranked in the mid-20s in terms of PFF grade in his final year there. So be interested to see, and he's, again, if that is a long-term injury for Daniel Jones, but I did want to dive into that. Just in case there is a situation where Glennon starts, I think he's probably serviceable. People make fun of him and sort of body shame him, but he's probably serviceable. The question will be, of course, is who is going to actually play in that offense, because it's a little bit of a disaster. All right, well, that'll do it for quarterback snap reactions this week. A week 5 reaction. Until next time, continue embracing the variance. We'll talk again very soon.